We are in the American Airlines Arena. It is draft lottery night, and we have the pleasure of being joined by former Heat first round pick Bam Adebayo. Bam, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Does this lottery stuff just all brush aside you? Because you're number 14, and you already look at you. You're already flourishing at the end of this year. You got a lot of things going for yourself. Like, this stuff must be like, what is this night? This doesn't matter.
No, this is a. You know, this is one of those nights that just, it's like a build up to draft night. So, you know, these nights are like the squeamish feelings night, like the I don't know, the what ifs. This is that kind of night.
For you, when you're talking about coming into the league, and you know, this is an organization that's tough because they're always going for the win. They're always trying to do things and get to the playoffs year in and year out. Was it tough as a rookie because you know you kind of got to fit into a role, and that blossoming may come a little bit later because you got to do things little by little?
Yeah, it was in the beginning of the year. It was my first year getting where I fit in and taking that approach, soaking in all the knowledge, and then you know applying it on the court. I feel like that got me more minutes, and coach started to believe in me and started giving me more minutes. And then after that, my second year, you know, we already built a little bit of trust, and now I think we built even more. And, you know, I've started flourishing. Like you said, I flourished close to the end of the year, and, you know, I'm looking to keep that flourish going towards my third year.
I've had a lot of people I interviewed this year, you know, Alonzo Mourning, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and every time I mention your name, they're talking about, man, sky's the limit for you. They really don't want to put any ceiling on you. When you get a chance to be with those guys and interact with them, what do you try and take from them, and what does it mean to know that they hold you in such high regard?
Honestly, when I talk to guys like Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, we don't usually talk about basketball. You know, because we play it so much, you know, we watch so much of it. It's kind of, we just have regular conversations. And, you know, just to Chris Bosh's situation, you know, he came in here the other day, he watched film with me, and, you know, that was great for me because he wanted to watch film with me. And I'm thinking, you know, in the summer, I'm like, everybody's taking time off. Nobody really wants to, like, touch basketball. Everybody wants to be with their family. But he took the time out to come, you know, during my workout in the morning and watch film with me. And, you know, I can't thank him enough. And just listening to those guys and how they think is just a different level of basketball IQ. Like, it's to the highest. Like, if you had a peak, they're up there. Like, they're if not that, they're pretty close.
If you, I know that you've worked with like Rasheed Wallace in past summers. Like, if you had a dream guy, people always talk about, like, oh, I got a chance to work out with Kobe. I got a chance. Every big man wants to go work out with Hakeem. That's like a token thing. They're like, oh, I got my workout with Hakeem. Like, if there was a dream guy you got to work out with this summer that's maybe outside the Heat organization or as a guy you looked up to, who would be the guy that you would love to work out with and pick their brain?
It would definitely be Kobe Bryant, and then it would be Kevin Garnett.
Really?
Just because they're two fierce competitors. And that just says a lot about a person. Like, they're fierce competitors. They don't care, like, about nothing but winning. And when you have somebody like that and you listen to them, they're obsessed. They're, like, really obsessed with their craft. They're obsessed with how do they make their team better, you know, learning the other team's plays. And those two guys would be – you know, the two guys that during the offseason I could work out with just to pick their brain.
I'm sure your confidence blew up as the year went on because of how much more you got to do and how much, you know, you got to showcase your skill set. So going into this offseason, does the motivation get bigger? Do you feel good like you officially belong? And what is the thing that you really want to polish off going into next year?
I want to keep this motivation going. So, you know, I don't want to get complacent, and I'm not a complacent person. So I'm always looking to build my brand, get better, and, you know, try to help this team win more games than we did last year. And I feel like that's what I'm here to do. I feel like that's what all of us get paid to do. So, you know, it's our job to come out there, play together, and get wins.
So we're taping this before the lottery goes down. So I don't know where you guys are going to end up, but is there a certain guy that's maybe caught your eye? Like, we know the big names, Zion and John Morant. Is there a certain guy that you've kept an eye on this year in college basketball that maybe some people don't know about, that you say, like, yeah, you know, that might be a good addition as well? Like, maybe someone from Kentucky or anybody like that?
I have three. Keldon Johnson, P.J. Washington, and Tyler Hero.
That's understandable, man. Man, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy your offseason. Looking forward to another year, and all the best.
I appreciate that, man.
Appreciate to Bam for the time yesterday at the American Airlines Arena. Always fun talking to the Heat big man, looking for big things from him this upcoming season. Hopefully Zaza will be back healthy tomorrow, and we'll be back all together again. Continue to have fun making fun of the Knicks and all that stuff, and enjoy the Levitard show. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.